With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It's just not something seen every day in America. A judge in Wisconsin has been arrested by the FBI for allegedly helping a man to evade immigration officials. Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan accused of escorting the man and his lawyer out a back door of her courtroom after learning that immigration authorities were seeking his arrest. That man was later taken into custody. Iran says at least 8 people are known now to have been killed in a huge port explosion. Injuries, at least 750.
In Bandar Abbas, Iran, chaos. As people are rushed to the hospital following a huge explosion and fire in the port, officials say several were killed and more than 500 injured. The massive explosion is purportedly linked to a shipment of chemical ingredient used to make missile propellant. Still, officials have yet to offer a cause. Meanwhile, Iran is in talks with the U.S. right now over its nuclear program and has said security services are on high alert given past instances of attempted sabotage. I'm Julie Walker.
That measles outbreak not going away.
The CDC says the number of measles cases nationwide is approaching 900. The number is triple the amount seen in all of last year. The majority of cases are in Texas. 2 unvaccinated elementary school-age children died there from measles-related illness. An adult in New Mexico, also unvaccinated, also died. There are 10 states with active cases of measles. 18 other states have reported cases. Measles is caused by a highly contagious virus that's airborne and spreads easily when an infected person breathes, sneezes, or coughs. It is preventable through vaccines and was considered eliminated from the U.S. since 2000. I'm Ed Donahue.
And this is SRN News. How do you decide right and wrong?
The results of the Gallup study will probably not surprise you. The youngest Americans are many times more likely to identify as homosexual than our senior citizens. Liberals, Democrats, and city dwellers are also more likely to be amongst the LGBT than conservatives, Republicans, and people who live in rural areas. Homosexuality is more prevalent amongst women than amongst men. Level of education seems to have no effect, however. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mississippi's Supreme Court upholding a ruling denying a transgender teen's name change petition. Ruling comes nearly 2 years after a then 16-year-old girl who was living as a boy filed a petition to change her name to fit her gender identity. A judge denied the petition, citing the teen's lack of maturity. A growing number of similar cases are cropping up, though, around the country, and analysts say it could continue to weigh in and go even higher. This is SRN News. A crossfire in Kashmir aggravating already heightened tensions in the disputed region.
Indian officials have said the army had a brief exchange of fire with Pakistani soldiers along their highly militarized frontier in the Himalayan region of Kashmir. 3 Indian army officials said that Pakistani soldiers used small arms to fire at an Indian position in Kashmir late on Thursday. They also said that Indian soldiers retaliated and no casualties were reported. The report of a gunfight comes amid soaring tensions between New Delhi and Islamabad after gunmen killed 26 people near the resort town of Pahalgam in Kashmir on Tuesday. I'm Karen Shamas.
Authorities in Gaza say dozens of people have been killed by Israeli strikes in the last 24 hours and Arab mediators scrambling to restart a ceasefire deal. The attacks come as Hamas sent a high-level delegation to Cairo earlier today. More details at srnnews.com.